Hello, friends.
Hi, boo. Yeah,
we should get off depressing topics.
The thing that I was going to start saying before the last boo and then didn't say during that boo, I think either he's going to come back with very few co-hosts.
Yes.
Or he's going to, like, move to LA or New York.
I hope he doesn't move to LA.
He can move to LA and then Patrick can join the show and then... Or is he...
I think Red Bull Radio will come back. I don't think... If I think this is bad enough that he will not be in Chicago.
Okay.
I think he'll be off for another couple of months.
I was seeing someone said on the Facebook group, it would be great if they came back on, like, 9/11. Or something like, in a perfect world, Red Bar would come back on 9/11.
No, it's just going to be a mass murder somewhere, and then, like, Mike just can't hold it in anymore. He's now just put up a show, just screaming.
There'll be loads of demon stories popping up.
Yeah. As long as it's back for Halloween.
I got really sad last night, because I was... Well, not really sad.
Everybody gets sad?
I was, like, writing some stuff down in, like, a book. And like, I opened it up, and on the first page it had one of my Kaufman stickers.
Awesome. What happened to Kaufman?
I have no idea.
What happened to Kami?
The guy from NLO?
Scottish guy, apparently he's like getting married or something now.
I could see him moving to LA. Because, like Patrick was saying that he was talking to Brido.
Yeah.
And, like, so they're obviously still friends, I guess.
But Brido probably doesn't know what he's doing.
And what if, like, he did, like, move to LA and then, like, start a show with, like, Brido and...
Brido's got a show.
What? Has he?
Got the Gentleman's Comebacks.
Oh, yeah. Well, he might do Red Bar for old times. And then, like, TJ Miller and stuff. I don't even remember TJ Miller on the show.
I don't want people seeing people to show up with NLO and Red Bar.
Hmm. Yeah, because then it probably turned into like the same shows pretty much. Talking about the same things. Oh, so he's moved. My dream would be he moves to New York and starts a podcast back up with David Angelo.
Yeah.
That would be my like dream in life.
I know what it would be. I don't care about David Angelo. Don't care about David Angelo. Do you know what I've been listening to? The Bill Burr Monday Morning Podcast. It's really good.
The Build-A-Bear?
Bill Burr. Bill Burr.
Oh.
Bill Burr. He was on it a little bit. He does his podcast. And it's like just him for an hour talking. But it's hilarious. If you're stuck in a hotel during the latest 20 days, but you're thrown out. Because he's like just screaming cunt and stuff at the front of his top of his voice. Like a little kid. Why is jazz on?
I didn't know what else to put on. I figured it would be good for a music bed.
Talk about something.
Jazz?
Nah.
Okay. I started listening. I think I've started listening to more Red Bar recently than I have done in the past couple of weeks. I was listening to that you know the show they did with Reckless Media.
Oh,
I was listening to that last night. And I listened to the Red Bar Radio show a couple of weeks ago.
Have you listened to the Crazy Show yet?
I have no idea what show it is.
I sent you it.
Did you?
Yes. Oh,
that was like years ago.
Well, just do the email Google.
I was on my iPod last night and looking at the notes, and I made a note about Halloween. It was like 666 days ago. So that was kind of cool.
Okay.
It's probably 667 days now. What do you have anything you want to talk about?
Joe, I don't know. Red Bar put us off track.
Yeah.
I want to talk about game, but don't talk about noise. We need to talk about that.
I'm
bye, boo!